This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 4th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, General Aviation's nightmare from New York, now says the Transportation Security Administration isn't doing enough to properly check out foreign students training at U.S. flight schools. TSA vehemently denies that charge. The Democrat made his allegations in the Sunday edition of Newsday. Schumer referred only to an internal report and said the TSA's failure to conduct background checks on foreign students, quote, is 9/11, or at least the failure that led up to 9/11, all over again, unquote. TSA spokesman John Allen says TSA is doing its job, has conducted over 8,000 inspections at flight schools, and works with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to make sure only legal, documented students are training at those facilities. Schumer claims over 8,000 foreign student pilots haven't been properly checked, but were still able to enroll and earn pilot licenses. Schumer has sent a letter to FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill and TSA Chief Kip Hawley calling for an audit of the backgrounds and stiffer fines for schools that knowingly attempt to circumvent the process. And he still wants background checks on all flight school applicants. In the days before turbocharged piston singles became a common sight on flight lines in the U.S., there were plenty of anecdotes about careless linemen seeing the word turbo on the cowl and fueling the piston planes with Jet A instead of Avgas. After aerobatic legend Bob Hoover was seriously injured in a crash caused by misfueling, he developed and promoted what became known as the Hoover nozzle and Hoover ring, a system which prevented Avgas planes equipped with the ring from accepting the nozzle on a Jet A pump. That nozzle is now required by the FAA. On Sunday morning, a 2006 Cirrus SR22 G3 Turbo crashed moments after takeoff from an airport west of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Four people on board died when the plane hit the upper floors of a condominium. According to local news reports and information from the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association, a lineman told authorities he accidentally fueled the aircraft with Jet A, apparently thrown off by the turbo emblems on the aircraft, just before it took off. The investigation continues. ANN will keep you posted. American Airlines has grounded one of its 777-200s following a reported auto-throttle problem last week as the aircraft approached to land at Los Angeles International Airport. Air Business Travel News reports that Flight 299 from Miami to LAX experienced slow engine response to auto-throttle inputs on February 28th as the aircraft descended through 2,000 feet. While the problem sounds much like one encountered by a British Airways 777 on approach to Heathrow in January, there are differences. The earlier case saw both engines fail about 8 seconds apart. In the case of the American Airlines flight, the right engine continued functioning normally. Rolls-Royce says the flight data recorders confirmed the events were different. At least 10 people are confirmed lost after a United Nations helicopter crashed Monday in a mountainous region of eastern Nepal. Weather conditions were reportedly poor, with rain showers canceling several commercial flights in the country. Witnesses said the Russian-made Mil-17 was hit by lightning just before the accident. Rescue and recovery efforts were hampered by low clouds and rain. The UN has sent observers to Nepal to monitor a peace agreement between former Maoist rebels and the government and to assist in upcoming elections. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The FAA offers to settle with NIMBYs in Florida's Martin County. Virgin Atlantic partners with Rolls-Royce to reduce carbon emissions. And the C-MAX Amphibian is now officially in LSA. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear from representatives of PASS, the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists. That's the union representing the folks who install, test, maintain, and repair the air traffic control infrastructure. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.